All right, Aldo, sound as a pound. I'm custy, la, but there's nothing down. The rest of the lads ain't got it sussed. I'm going to learn them to talk like us. Well, I'm rapping now. I'm rapping for fun. I'm your goalie, the number one. Any more lip and you're going down. Oh, my God, I'm starting to forget the lyrics to the greatest pop song ever written, the Anfield Rap. What is the world coming to? What a week. What a week. Fuck the coronation. Fuck the king. It was all about Eurovision. Not my king. Not my king. There's a boss bit of graffiti on the Lime Street wall when we're on the picket line. It just says, not my king. And every time we're on the picket line, you see it. And you smile to yourself. Wasn't me, by the way. It's just been there. What a week for Eurovision. The week started with last week I fell down a rabbit hole of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, because I think they played now last Sunday. It was Bank Holiday weekend. Might have been Bank Holiday Monday. Pardon my French. But me and wifey, we seen... They were playing, they were reforming for the first time in 37 years. They were one of the biggest bands of the 80s, but their flame burned bright and burnt out quick. They were literally active for, I mean, I think 83, they were still unsigned, maybe, but they did Welcome to the Pleasure Dome in 84, that got released, heavily produced double album, and then he did a shorter, rockier, almost, I want to say, first time I listened to it was this week, an album entitled Liverpool, and then they were done, so 37 years ago, and we, you know, you go onto YouTube and you watch the Top of the Pops, and they're just fucking amazing. They're just electric. Blow your socks off. Holly Johnson, what a performer. The band around him, just all... I mean, he was 23. They were all 19 or 20, which is literally, you know, when you read Beatle books, whatnot, the Beatles were famous, and then John Lennon, Paul McCartney, they're all turning 21, all this type of stuff. So fucking similar, you know what I mean? But I think they had four number ones, or certainly three number ones. And then, yeah, it all fell apart in 87 at Wembley. They never played together. So we goes on YouTube and we find this VH1 getting the band back together, a show from maybe 10, 15 years ago, whatever. And they get the band back together. And they're all like 40-year-old men, which they would be. This is like the O's at some point. Maybe the 10s, not sure, but certainly the O's. And they all meet in this room. And they all like embrace. And I think obviously they've all been talking privately over records, disputes and whatnot with the recording company and all this type of stuff. But first time in the room, 27 years, whatever. And they have the chance to play together and they don't. Holly refused to do it. So they don't play. And then fast forward to Eurovision, and there they are. And you could hear them practicing the day before on St. George's Hall, outside St. George's Hall. That bass was going, that beat was going, and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be special. And then they come out on the night of the concert, and they did Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, and then got off. One of our guards spoke to Holly Johnson on the way back to London, and he said they weren't allowed to play anymore. They wanted to play more, but they weren't allowed. Well, imagine not allowing Frankie Goes to Hollywood any more songs. It's like saying to the Beatles, go Go ahead, boys. You can do one song and then you can fuck off. Weird. Anyway. Holly Johnson's 63 now. And the boys, 59, 60. And the all silver foxes. They're all old. And it's just so, so sad. It just blew my socks off. It literally... I hate growing old. I turned 50 this year and I'm terrified of getting old. I can remember being 19 as if it was yesterday, and in 10 years I'm nearly 60 and I'm like, oh my God, that's what I'll look like in 10 years. I'll look like Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So yeah, really fucking happy, positive thoughts. But for the first time in potentially 30 years, last night I sat down and watched the Eurovision Song Contest, and I've got to say, I absolutely loved every minute of it. It was ridiculous. It's a parody of itself almost in real time, but it was brilliant. Every song was amazing. Finland should have won. That was my baby. It was absolutely wonderful. So we didn't get to bed till midnight last night. We didn't watch Sweden's winning song perform. I always remember Kenny Logan winning in 87. Hold me now. That's the only way to remember. Yeah, so I think Liverpool did Eurovision proud. I loved it when you were coming on thanking Liverpool rather than thanking Great Britain. Because, you know, the whole Brexit thing, we're still obviously suffering, and long may we continue to suffer. More so than ever, we need to be involved in Europe, don't we? So, anyway, get off my bench.